You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Up next, a study from Victoria University shows artificial intelligence can be used to design better renewable energy systems and could offer remote communities cheaper options. It's utilising what's known as an optimisation algorithm. I spoke with Trevor Gee, a research fellow at the University of Auckland in computer vision and AI, about the increase of using AI technology in research. I started by asking what an optimisation algorithm actually is.
So basically, if you have a problem, then there are a bunch of potential solutions that you can use to solve that problem. And some of those solutions are solutions that solve the problem really well, and some of those solutions are solutions that are bad solutions. They don't solve it as well at all. So an optimization approach is something that sifts through the solutions and tries to find the optimal, the best solution, or the best fit from all the available solutions in what we call a solution space. Does that make sense?
So what can kind of go wrong in the process of AI simulating real-world things like renewable energy implementations? Are these results going to be reliable? Are they things that we should be using?
So with any form of simulation, there's typically a difference between reality and your sort of model of the world. So the closer your model is to the real world, the closer the solution that you find using an AI system will be one that will actually work in the real world. But very often you find a solution that is in a simplified version of the world, and then when you apply it to the real world, it does not actually work. And so that's one of the key problems of sort of AI is getting the data and sort of developing sort of models that are close enough to the real world to be actually useful.
So is it more dependent on the data that we have now rather than the algorithm itself that depends on the study's success?
It's a bit of both. Data is a really difficult problem sometimes to get hold of, especially in certain domains. But a lot of the sort of advances in AI is more about how that data is structured and formulated. In my own field, which is very much to do with sort of image processing, people used to apply AI directly to the individual sort of points, data points in an image or the pixels. And that proved to be sort of an ineffective approach. And then a big jump in improvement was found when it was established that you could actually clump those pixels together into higher level sort of structures and then reason against those. And just that sort of change in representation involved or resulted in a big improvement in the AI ability. So it's a bit of both.
So what is AI adding to this project, or maybe any project, that humans are maybe less apt at adding themselves?
So there are certain things that humans are good at and certain things that computers are good at. And computers are very good at sort of systematically going through huge amounts of data very quickly and sort of in a very logical manner. Where humans are a lot better at sort of higher level, sort of abstract reasoning. And when you're trying to find a solution to a problem where there is a big solution space, leaving a computer there to sort of chug through all the obscure individual sort of alternatives to find the best ones means that the computer is maybe... has the potential to find solutions that humans won't consider or won't even think about because they're just not available on our sort of abstract representation of the world.
To speak more broadly about implementation, is AI becoming more common in research even when the topic itself seems seemingly unrelated to computer science?
That's kind of an interesting question. When I started my undergrad in computer science, we were told that you can't just do computer science. You have to do computer science with respect to some other field, because computer science is essentially a tool for solving a problem. But all the other fields, they are the sort of providers of problems. So it's AI itself is a field in the sense that you can figure out how to get computers to sort of learn or solve problems better, but it really makes more sense in conjunction with another field or an actual sort of source of problems. So it is sort of a growing thing because there's a lot of momentum in AI at the moment, and people are finding that it's applicable to their fields, but that makes a lot of sense because AI is essentially a tool for solving these sorts of optimization type problems.
This momentum in AI's application that you talk about, do you think that this is something that will continue to rise maybe kind of exponentially, or is it more of an ebb and flow process as to the progression of what AI can do?
AI traditionally has a sort of a history of having sort of bursts of progress and then plateauing out and people losing interest in it and it losing funding. And so there's been several AI winters in which people have stopped investing in AI, or people got sort of bought in by the huge potential of AI and then lost a lot of money because it didn't live up to that potential. So generally AI has had this sort of pattern of coming up with sort of new sort of advances or ideas, generating a lot of excitement and hype, and then that dying down as it sort of plateaus out, and then somebody discovers something new, and then that brings all the sort of hype back to it again. So that's more the sort of the overarching sort of pattern of how AI has progressed through the recent sort of 50 years or so.
That was Trevor G, Research Fellow at the University of Auckland in the Department of Electrical, Computer and Software Engineering, speaking with me about AI and research into renewable energy and the wider implementation of AI in research.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.